Good to have you here. You know, I just find it remarkable, and I just make this quick comment before I get to my next guest. The gun control package that picked up 15 Republican votes in getting approval in the Senate last night, the House set to vote on it. It's a $13 billion package. Where do you need $13 billion to pass a law on how you deal with guns? Or what? I mean, why are all these massive price tags, you know? We passed a bill on whatever. It comes with $100 billion. It's just bizarre to me. Anyhow, Grover Norquist joining the President of Americans for Tax Reform. Grover, good to have you here.
Hey, good to be with you.
It's not just, meat, eggs, bread, milk, produce. Washington is more expensive. Everything's more expensive, but it's the politicians. They are damned expensive, Grover, because they spend money like it's not theirs. Because, well, it's not theirs. Where to begin today? Where to begin?
Well, that's the challenge. I mean, we really have an incredible amount of waste going on. And once you start with $2 trillion, as Biden did, and throw it up in the air, and pay people to not work with the money, and you actually saw the growth of jobs, which were coming back because of the end of the COVID, and you were having people opening up jobs again. There was no increase in the number of jobs or increase in wages beyond what was already predicted before they spent $2 trillion to fix things, okay? So how do you spend $2 trillion and not make anything better?
Well, I don't know, but they seem to do things like that all the time, don't they? I mean, what does a gun control law need $13 billion? Where do they even come up with these numbers? I mean, clearly, Grover, you and I have been in the wrong line of work our entire lives.
Well, what happens is you've got people wandering around in D.C., and I have a spending idea. I've got a way to spend money. We're not interested, kid. Well, global warming. Well, we'll spend some of our money on you for global warming. And no guns. And so whenever there's some emergency, everybody to get from street, don't think, just vote yes, because this is what you're supposed to do. They stick your wish list of spending into that package. Not your wish list, their wish list.
Yeah. Let me ask you about the gas holiday, all right? I mean, if you look at the price of things I just mentioned, meat, eggs, bread, milk, produce, plus gasoline, a place to live, and you pay your utility bills, that's up 17% in May. Nobody tells you that, but that's the real number. And then so Joe Biden says, well, if we could just save 17 cents on a gallon of gas, that'd make it all better. Is he just, I mean, you probably saw the deal yesterday, his whole list of sit down, ask a question, leave the room. I mean, this guy can't function without a little cheat sheet. He can't even sit down and ask a question properly without a cheat sheet in his hand. And yet he's the guy in charge, and he wants this gas tax holiday, or somebody does. Does it mean anything at all?
It means they have no excuse for what's going on. It means they have no solution that they're willing to move forward. I mean, the solution to inflation is stop spending so much. It's, you know, that list of things you did, Mr. President? You shut down the Keystone Pipeline, open it up again. You told people they couldn't look for energy, allow them to look for it. The challenge that Biden has is everything that went wrong, he did. Okay,
right. There's no question. And yet they run around and say he's doing everything he can about it. No, he's not doing anything. Not only is he not doing everything, no. He's not doing anything. I mean, I'm not wrong about that.
No, you're quite right. He needs to start by saying, I was wrong. I made a mistake. Here are the 17 things I did that all made the things worse. We're going to now not do them anymore. We're going to undo them.
Yeah.
But remember Happy Days, the TV show where Fonzie spent half an hour not being able to say I was wrong? The whole joke was he was trying to say I was wrong the whole time, and he couldn't quite get it out.
Yeah, and that's Joe Biden.
We're going to have 4 years of that with Biden.
Yeah, I got it. Joe Biden should do that.
Yeah.
He should come out and say, I'm sorry, I was wrong. I should never have run for president. That's what he should say.
That too, because it's been one mistake after another. Because the needs of the left's coalition are money, 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 other people's money, and more of other people's money, and they can't do anything else in order to stay in power.
Yeah, OPM. And here's the other thing. It's Vladimir Putin's fault. It's sad when I hear them say that over and over again, Grover, because it just proves to me that the focus groups can't find anything else that'll work any better. You know, they tried MAGA, Ultra MAGA. That worked for about 5.5 seconds. And then they went to something else. But, you know, it's Putin's price hike. That's all they've got. The focus groups are giving them nothing else to work with. Nothing, apparently.
No, and now they're going to have a temporary, because inflation is temporary and transitory, they're going to have a temporary reduction in the gas tax. Gas tax is about 18 cents.
Right.
The price of gas has gone up from, what, 2.5 to 5?
Right.
Somehow it's more than that.
Yeah, and here's the other thing that's coming, and here's a headline I just snagged. Massive layoffs hitting a top U.S. aluminum plant. I talked about that a moment ago. Something else people don't pay a lot of attention to, but shipping, rail shipping, year over year, down dramatically, which means rail traffic is dropping, and that means demand for goods is dropping, which means the economy is coming to a standstill. People don't pay attention to rail traffic. I do. You probably look at it from time to time. These are all big problems. The recession's already here, Grover, I believe. I'll give you the last word.
The good news is, if you look at the 50 states, the states that are run by Republican legislatures, and particularly Republican legislatures and governors, are creating more jobs and doing better economically because they have they're lowering taxes and they didn't go crazy on spending. Look at the 50 states. That's what works. And states that spend too much and keep raising taxes are not doing better. And we need to learn from that and have the national government do what.
Wouldn't that be something? Yeah, wouldn't that be something? Grover Norquist, president of Americans for Tax Reform. Grover, have a great weekend. Thank you, as always.
You too.